Good morning, and welcome to Adelaide in 5 minutes. I'm bringing you the key stories shaping our city today. First up, health authorities are turning their attention to vaccination messaging after H5N1 avian flu was detected in a seabird near Adelaide. A senior South Australian politician has faced criticism over recent remarks on the topic. In better news for our healthcare workers, Adelaide nurses and midwives have secured a significant 16% pay rise under a new union deal, with improvements flowing through to 2028. That's a major win for our health sector. Meanwhile, researchers at Flinders University are offering fresh hope for cystitis sufferers, investigating the underlying causes of bladder pain from this condition that affects millions worldwide. On the local government front, South Australia's council elections have been postponed to April 2027 after the Electoral Commission identified significant concerns about managing the original November timeframe. And finally, Flinders University is leading a major national health initiative that's set to transform early detection of glaucoma across Australia, aiming to prevent the leading cause of preventable blindness. That's Adelaide in 5 minutes. I'm back with more updates throughout the day.